Good morning and welcome to Being Here with hosts Ariel and Shia Kane. The Kanes will take you on an exciting exploration that will open the door to living in the moment. Now, here are your hosts, Ariel and Shia.
Good morning.
Good afternoon.
Good evening.
I'm waiting for the music to stop.
Welcome to Being Here.
Yes. Today's show
is, do you have toggle brain?
Now, what is toggle brain?
It's when you bounce around between 1,000 different things in your thoughts.
Yeah, I guess we do from time to time.
I had the idea of toggle brain initially when I was watching a news program and the news commentators were reporting on an item. And then I saw the news feed down below that was in a written format about a different item that I had interest in. And I was toggling back between the two and not getting a full experience of either one. So we're going to take a look at taking a break from our toggle brain today.
Yeah.
And you know, the easy access way to relief
from toggle brain?
Listening.
That's right.
Really is listening.
Oh, we say this all the time. Everybody thinks they know what we're going to say. I even think I know what I'm going to say.
Okay, so let's try something new.
Okay, what is listening? Listening is when you put all of your attention on what another person's saying, so you get the essence of what they're saying, not your interpretation of what you think they're saying.
And so that you're not distracted by your inner commentary or the outer world around you.
Right. So it's a full engagement as though you're actively engaging and listening rather than waiting to get to the end of the thing they're saying so you can say what you have to say.
Shia and I are sitting here today, and we are in the midst of many different projects for many different time frames, from people are writing back to us who have registered to for Costa Rica. We sent out all the logistical email information yesterday, and people are writing back, letting us know that they received it and how excited they are to come. And so we're writing to people. We're planning couple of different trips in the near future.
We've got our children's birthdays that we're handling presents that are going to go out in the mail today.
We have a multiplicity of projects.
Yes.
And it's so easy for me in the spaces between Shia's words to flit off to those incompletions or the things that are in process. So listening is really about attentively bringing your attention fully back to that which you are doing in, at this point, listening.
Well, you know, it can even be as simple as the sun is coming out now and the light's changing in the room, and I can get lost in the bright sunlight that's coming through the window rather than listening.
It's one thing to register it and even perhaps enjoy it. It's another thing to go off thinking about it. It's not about excluding those outer cues. It's about including them and bringing your attention to listening to hear what is being said for the purpose of hearing what is being said.
And, you know, we've all been taught that multitasking is a good thing, except that studies have shown that multitaskers get less efficient as they go. They get less done and they are less proficient in what they do. When you unitask, when you are engaged in what you're doing, that's the only thing you need to do in that moment, you usually produce excellent results.
I could tell a friend of mine recently had toggle brain. She is a very crisp person, but she sent an email. And you know when you misspell your own name, like you don't complete it, that you're going somewhere. And there were a couple words, like instead of the word international, it was internation. And then when it continued so that her name was misspelled, I figured, you know, she's moving a little too fast. So why don't we slow down.
Intentionally slow down to get into this moment. And, you know, we haven't said it yet, but we're not going anywhere. We're not trying to get people anywhere. Our approach is not psychotherapeutic, so we're not trying to fix or change people. We've just discovered that if you actually get into the current moment of your life transforms as a byproduct of getting here. And what we found gets people here more than anything else is merely listening to hear what another has to say. That can do it. It can be that simple. And, you know, that all your problems dissolve and disappear. Well, that seems outrageous to think that that's a possibility, but it is. It is possible just by being where you are, not doing anything to change anything, but allowing yourself to be in the current moment of your life can be enough to have your life transform.
Now, so I know on most shows, if not all shows, Shai and I mention that we finish each other's sentences.
So you just did.
I want to warn you that it is likely to be very strong today. Upcoming, not this weekend, but the following weekend, we're offering in New York City Creativity and Intuition Weekend. And one of the things that happens when we move toward a seminar we are facilitating, those aspects come into focus.
And we sync up on those things.
And Shai and I have been having entire conversations
silently.
And occasionally with one word.
Like last night, I had the thought.
What should we do now?
And I had the thought, tell me to, let's go take a hot tub.
So I said, want to take a hot tub? And he started
laughing.
But it
was all silent. It was completely without any prompting or words. Yet it happened.
So just giving you a fair warning. We actually have a couple of callers already holding. So why don't we take Leanne from Toronto first? Hi, Leanne.
Hi, can you hear me?
Yes, we can.
Yes, hi, Ariel. Hi, Shai. Thank you so much for taking my call. I'm just so happy for this subject because I noticed a pattern that my brain has, and you explained it in one of your past shows, because now I'm listening to, like, massively, and I'm very excited to come on the international call on August the 7th. I've had my own business for 7 years, and when I'm successful, my brain goes into a break, and I'm telling myself that I deserve a break. And that drives me into a feast or famine cycle. And I was wondering, what do you suggest that would be a way for me to get out of this pattern? And I'm sure I'm not the only one who has that.
Well, you see, there are three principles to instantaneous transformation. The first one is what you resist persists. So you're describing this pattern that you've discovered about yourself and then you resist it rather than just notice that you're doing it.
You don't want it. You don't like it. You don't want it to repeat.
You think it would be better if you didn't do that. So you are in resistance to this pattern of behavior. And the first principle is anything you resist persists and grows stronger. So in effect, by trying to get rid of it, you're keeping it around. The second principle is it can only be the way it is in the current moment. And so if you notice that you have this pattern in the current moment, if you just notice it without judging it as good or bad, which is almost impossible for you in this moment, it will complete itself just by seeing it, without making resolutions to get rid of it.
Which, by the way, is the third principle. Anything you see without judging completes itself. That being said, you have a up cycle and a down cycle in your business. You've looked at it. You've analyzed it. You've come up with your reasons for having it. And you believe your reasons to be true.
And you have as your reasons all the reasons there are. So in other words, what you've come up with is all you can think of. But what if there are certain things that are influencing your business that's outside your control that you haven't thought of, but you're blaming you and your whatever excuse you give yourself for the reasons why, but you don't have all the facts.
Right.
You know, it may be important to take a break from time to time. And it may be important to schedule when you're getting back to work. I don't know. I do know that from time to time I have had reasons for why I do things. And if I bring them to light, either talking to Shai or one of my friends, sometimes I have that myth busted that it really has nothing to do with anything. Because if you're looking at things as a cycle as opposed to, hey, I don't have work right now, what do I need to do to handle it? It's easier to make yourself wrong for something you did in the past rather than to be attentive to what you need to do right now.
Right now. Okay.
Look, you need to relax a little bit in that.
You're smart.
And you're trying to get somewhere. So you don't allow yourself license to just be in this moment. You're pushing to get things better in the future.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's not bad. Not wrong.
Understandable.
Yeah, that's the culture we grow up in. It pushes us that way. But Leanne, right?
Mm-hmm.
Leanne,
yes.
You can relax a little bit. You know, you think all the things you've done in your life to survive, if you look back, you've done all these things to try to make it turn out. And if you notice, it's turned out. You have survived.
I mean, you have an internet connection. You have a way to communicate. I bet you have food in your fridge.
You took that out of my head again.
I did.
Ah.
You know, there's two ways of going about the same situation. One is where you look at the past, you analyze it, and project how you want to be in the future. And another way of doing it is to notice how you're being. Just notice a simple awareness of how you are being.
Yeah, and without judgment, which it seems to be a challenge for me not to judge, because I certainly resist the famine part of the cycle.
Well, first of all, you're still lobbying that there is a cycle. And secondly,
oh, I see. Got it.
If you can't, it's not about being non-judgmental, it's about awareness. So if you find yourself judging yourself, then don't judge yourself for judging yourself.
Okay. And if you find yourself judging yourself, don't judge yourself for judging yourself when you're judging yourself.
You know, at some point you'll hit a place of neutrality.
Yeah. Well, great. And just the fact that, I mean, it's not a cycle, that actually kind of puts a my brain to peace a little more.
So
I was thinking, well, yeah.
You know, maybe you should just entertain the idea of having fun.
Or being kind to yourself. Stop picking on you for being the way you are.
Okay.
Yeah. Hey, thanks for calling in. It was
Nice
surprise to hear your voice.
Thank you so much. Thank you very much. Nice hearing your voices and looking forward to the call on the 7th.
Okay.
Yeah, excellent. Excellent. All right. Okay. Let's take Cheryl in Hong Kong. Cheryl, you with us?
Oh, hi, Ariel. Hi, Shia. How are you?
Awesome. We're good. How you doing?
Yeah, I'm good. I'm good, thanks.
What can we do for you?
So I have a question. In a way, similar to, I think it's Leanne, about maybe taking a break. So I've not really been working in the traditional sense for since the beginning of the year, or almost a year, and I had a job in May that unfortunately didn't work out. It only lasted a month. So in June, I started really hustling to find a new job immediately as soon as I could. At the same time, really hustling to find anything that would bring in either income, connections, as well as other projects that I've been doing to sort of establish myself in other areas. So the good news is I have a job a new job starting in a week. We're on the 13th, but at the same time I've been juggling all these different balls. I feel as though, on the one hand, I'm tired and I would like to take a week off before starting this new job, but I feel like I've also put all of these different wheels into motion and potential projects that I could work on in this last week. But I want to start my new job rested and prepared just so I can be successful.
Well, you know, there's a couple of ways of looking at this. That's one of them.
Okay.
I have the idea that if you really get engaged in whatever you're up to and go for it like it's your idea with passion and intensity, then you'll come into your job
rested and prepared.
Rested and prepared, and you will be up to speed rather than have to motivate yourself through those doldrums of, I don't know how to do this yet.
Okay.
You know, it's an interesting concept how our minds give us a time frame, like, oh, I should have the week off before. Maybe there are specific days, like, you know what, on Tuesday, I'm going to do nothing that I don't perceive as rest or fun. And Thursday, or I don't know what the days are, I'm just pulling something out of my hat. But there's something about really going when you go and resting when you rest that most people don't allow themselves. They're at rest talking about all the things they need to do, and they're apparently working talking to themselves about all the things
that they want to rest about,
that they're tired. So there's no full engagement either place.
Yeah, I can see I do that.
Yeah, and the whole idea that you need a week, a whole week off to rest up from having not worked.
It's
an interesting idea.
It's also an interesting idea that when you go to work, it's going to be hard and non-restful.
Mm-hmm.
Rather than work could be this place where you can express yourself into life.
Yeah, that's a different way of looking at it, yeah.
Where it's like finally that you have the relief, it's rejuvenating, you're there to express yourself.
And not only that, work is like therapy. Left to your own devices, you find all these things to think about.
Oh, that was our little ringer. Hey, can you come back with us after the break? It's time for us to go to the commercial break.
Yes, sure.
All right, we'll be back shortly, everyone.
So come on back.
And don't miss
being here.
Ready to be inspired, entertained, enlightened? Let award-winning authors Ariel and Shia Kane support you in discovering a state of well-being that in the past was rarely, if ever, achieved. Now you, too, can experience Ariel and Shia's revolutionary new technology, Instantaneous Transformation, that has helped thousands discover how to have more satisfying lives without working on themselves or their problems. Visit TransformationMadeEasy.com to receive free video and audio downloads and to sign up for the Kane's weekly newsletter featuring articles, inspiring quotes, and stories from real people just like you who have discovered enlightenment through the Kane's approach. Visit TransformationMadeEasy.com.
Success, health, satisfaction. Now you can have it all. Ariel and Shia Kane make it easy with award-winning books that will hand you the keys to instantaneous transformation, unlocking new possibilities for health, wealth, and satisfaction in all areas of your life. Ariel and Shia also invite you to attend their fun, interactive workshops in New York, Germany, England, or even Costa Rica. Experience a quantum shift in your quality of life as you connect with a vital, supportive community and discover your own greatness. The Canes books and seminars are the perfect enhancements to their radio show, Being Here. So why not have it all? It's as easy as visiting transformationmadeeasy.com. That's transformationmadeeasy.com.
Become our friend on Facebook. Post your thoughts about our shows and network on our timeline. Visit facebook.com/Voice America.
You're listening to Being Here with hosts Ariel and Shia Kane. If you would like to participate in today's conversation, please call now. The toll-free number is 1-888-346-9141. That number again is 1-888-346-9141. Now, back to Being Here.
Welcome back.
Yes.
Leanne mentioned it at the top of the show that she is calling into the International Teleseminar. It's next Tuesday, and there are hubs all over the world. In fact, Cheryl often calls in from Hong Kong, even though it's the middle of the night there. It happens at 1:30 Eastern Time, which is 7:30 in Europe. If you would like to be a part of it, you can either Skype into a hub, join a hub personally, or you can create a hub of your own. You can find more about that on our website,
TransformationMadeEasy.com.
And just go to the seminar section and go into International Teleseminars, and you can get the information.
So we have some things happening. We have a seminar in New York called Creativity and Intuition, which is awesome and fun. And we play a lot of games with people where they discover their own intuitive nature. And that's August 10th, 11th, and 12th.
It's a Friday night, Saturday, and Sunday.
And then we have in Hamburg, Germany, the Freedom to Breathe and the Art of Being Happy. That's October 4th and 5th, 6th, and 7th.
You can come to either or both of those courses. And then a little later in October in New York City, we're also doing The Power of Listening. If you want to join us in Costa Rica in 2019, one of our weekend seminars is a prerequisite. You can find out about our full schedule, everything we're doing, on our website.
TransformationMadeEasy.com.
All right, let's
get back to Cheryl.
You still with us, Cheryl?
Yes, I am here.
Yeah, you have this expectation that going to work is
going to be work, labor, hard, difficult, unpleasant, as opposed to an exciting adventure that plays in Cheryl's reality.
And, you know, rather than choosing, do you take the week off, or choosing, do you take Tuesday and Thursday off, or do you work the whole time? Take a look and see what's true for you right now. Right now, you may look around and see you have a whole bunch of incompletions, and it'll be more restful to complete those things. And then you may want to take a couple hours, and then you may find that that time of, quote, rest is no longer restful, and you want to do projects. You can pay attention to what brings you most to life and invest fully, so that if you're doing things, you're not talking to yourself about resting. And if you're resting, you're not talking about to yourself about all the things you need to do.
Yeah, I really like that. I feel like I've been feeling overwhelmed with all these different balls that I have in the air.
I love the way you say that, Cheryl. You get overwhelmed with all these different thoughts. See, what you're looking at is everything that you have to do all at the same time.
You know.
Yes.
And that makes it impossible to get anything done. That is overwhelm. But if you handle one thing fully and completely, and then the next. Pretty soon your overwhelm list is gone.
Right. Yeah, I like that.
You know, the other thing too, part of what has you have toggle brain is that things get spurred. Meaning, for instance, yesterday Shai and I were on a conference call with a number of people, and somebody would say something, and then I'd have a thought about something I needed to do, planned to do, or was incomplete. And I just jotted it down. I have a list of things that I will attend to. They are just reminders, but it took it out of my thought process and completed it for the moment, so that I could be fully attentive where I was. Sometimes, you know, and I don't write things down that I am not going to do. I actually do all those things. I don't create a wish list. I create a tickler reminder so that I don't drop anything out. And then that way, my mind, my body, my essence is relaxed.
Okay, yeah, that sounds great, because I find that my head is usually filled with lots of thoughts, and I don't pull them out, and then sometimes I end up forgetting what I need to do, it's still pulling all my thoughts.
Yeah.
So I like, yeah. Yeah.
Good.
I like that. That's great.
You know, I know we have a couple of callers holding, but I just want to end with one thing with you, just as an overall. There's nothing wrong with you.
You might need to say that again, honey.
Well, there's nothing wrong with you.
There's nothing wrong with you, Cheryl.
Because sometimes we have the idea, oh, I'm out of work. There's something wrong with me. Oh, I got work. Why didn't I get it sooner? Unfortunately, that job was only... you can have whole ideas about what a better you would look like. I mean, Leanne works for herself. She's had a job for some time, but clearly... You know, we look at our situations, we analyze it, and we come up with our faults. So I just wanted to
remind you that there's nothing wrong with you.
Yeah.
Thanks. I think I needed to hear that.
Thank you. Good.
You're welcome.
Hey, thanks for calling in.
Really, thank you.
Okay.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
All right.
Yen.
In New York City. You
Hello?
With us?
Well, I thought we had Yen in New York City.
Hello?
We do.
Hi, Yen.
Hi. Thank you for having me today.
You're so
welcome.
Are you in the Bronx today, or are you at home?
I'm at home, so I'm currently with my one-year-old toddler, so in case if you hear any sounds in the background, that's him.
Okay.
Yes. So it was so great hearing Liam and Cheryl. I work in education, and I made a decision to actually take off most of July and August so that I can actually spend quality time with my son. But at the same time, whenever I'm spending time with him, I feel like I should be doing something else.
Well, let me ask you a question, Yen, before we go any further.
Yes.
Whenever you're doing anything, do you think you should be doing something else?
Yes.
So it's not just with your son. It's in general, wherever you are, your mind is wired to think that you should be doing something else.
Because even as you formulated your question, you talked about that you're in education and that you have structured July and August to not work as much, so you have quality time with your son, which leads me to believe that you had a conversation whilst at work that you weren't having enough quality time with your son.
Yeah, that's true.
So in effect... You were saying you should be doing something else whilst you were working, and now you are with your son.
And you're having the same conversation, but it's just about different subject matter.
Right.
Isn't that cool? Our minds have a way of looking at things, and it takes and it grinds up the circumstances.
So if you're doing it wrong, no matter where you are.
Now, if we take a look at the conversation, I'm doing it wrong, and we don't hold that as a problem, but we hold that as a solution, sometimes being preoccupied is a way to avoid the intensity of the intimacy of the moment.
I can see that, and I think I have been seeing it even just today with my son, how by thinking about what something else that I should be doing or could be doing that's even better, how that's actually taking away the quality time that I was talking about earlier with yeah. him.
Yeah, you know, quality time is not about amount of time. It's about how you are being while being with him.
I can see that.
And it's mechanical. It's automatic. Your mind goes to whatever you're doing isn't it.
Mm. Right.
Life will really get good when. But when never shows up because it's only now.
Right.
The other thing, when you talk about spending quality time with your son, I hear different layers to that. One of them is to give him a good foundation so that in the future he'll be a well-rounded boy, as opposed
and won't need your attention.
You know, as opposed to, you know, it's what you want to do and. Why not have it be fulfilling for right now for the purpose of feeling well in yourself?
Your life is showing up right now with you at home with your son, and that's what you have. See, your life shows up moment to moment exactly as it is. Now, you can either resist that and think it ought to be different. You should be doing something else, something better, something more, something different. Or you can realize that this is where I am. I might as well really enjoy being here. This moment will not last forever.
Right.
I'm
sorry. You were saying something.
No, go ahead.
No, you were saying something.
Ariel just said something about how, like, even in what I said about wanting to have quality time with him it consisted of I needed a particular purpose. Was I hearing that correctly?
Yeah, you're not just wanting to be with him. It's quality time for the purpose of
it's having him be well in the future.
Right.
Rather than I just want to hang out with my son.
Right. That's so great because. I believe that was part of it. Part of what's going through my mind was like, yes, that's what I wanted to accomplish.
Yes, your mind is structured to accomplish things for the future. But there's a possibility of relaxing and slowing down enough to get into current time, into your moment, and see what life is. Requests of you in that moment rather than plan from some idea or ideal that you have that's a recording back in your brain somewhere.
Right. That sounds great.
Yeah. Yeah. You know?
Thank you.
Yes.
Oh, you're very welcome.
Yeah. You know, and you know this too with being an educator. That if you're clearly you want kids to study, excel, pass their Regents exams, and graduate high school, you know, so it's there are multiplicities of things that you're hoping for them in the future. But when you're standing in front of a child in your school, if you're trying to manipulate them for that outcome rather than simply being with them, there's always a backlash. And it's very similar with your kids. You know, it's really about being with your son.
As if he is your whole universe in this moment.
Which is great. Sounds great. I like it.
Yeah.
Hey, thanks for calling in today.
And now you have the rest of your day to hang out with your son while you're hanging out with him rather than rather than trying to produce quality time.
You might even consider doing something strange like playing.
Yeah.
Well, I will. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you so much, Ari and Shia.
Yeah, welcome. Thanks for coming in. Okay.
Hey, let's go across the pond to England. We have Lawrence holding. Hey, Lawrence.
Hi, how are you, Sarah?
Hi, how you doing?
Really well. We're in the midst of a heat wave over here, so the sun is shining and it's just beautiful.
That's amazing. Beautiful. England in a heat wave.
Yeah, I can't believe it.
You're going to break all the stereotypes for us, Lawrence.
What can we do for you, sir?
So the answers you've given have been really kind of wonderful and profound for me, especially around the toggle brain. I think for me, one of my things about my toggle brain is that in terms of the jumping about and just skimming, I never seem to end up doing anything. So, because I think that the thought has done it, if that makes sense.
Yes, it makes perfect sense. You sound very normal.
So if you jump around with your thoughts, you perceive it as accomplishing something.
Right, rather than, you can't think something into producing results.
Yeah.
See, and you can think about it, but what I find works best is looking with my eyes and seeing what needs to be done and doing the next thing that is required to have the project complete itself. Whether it's washing the dishes. You know, in the morning, I cook us breakfast every morning. And I have a little game with myself where I look and see how I can most efficiently set all the ingredients that I'm going to be using out and all the pots that I'm going to be using and everything that I'm using so I can do it as effectively and efficiently as possible and have the eggs be exactly the way Ariel loves them. You know, crispy on the outside.
I like the edges crispy.
She likes the edges.
Makes me happy.
It makes her happy. So I produce that. And then when breakfast is over, first thing I do is wash the dishes. And they're done. That's the end of the game.
My thing is making the bed. I love to make the bed.
See, if you start by doing something and completing it to your satisfaction. See, you can overthink anything. So you can never really be satisfied because there could be a little crease in the bed or the, you know. But if you do it and complete it, then it leaves you alone and it's a launching point for the rest of your life. Look, I only have 26 seconds to live in this segment of our show. Now it's down to 20.
Hey, can you come back with us? Can you have a rebirth with us?
After the break?
Yeah, certainly.
Good, because I'm running out of time here.
Phew, we'll be back with Lawrence. So come on back.
And don't miss being here.
Feeling inspired, entertained, enlightened? Would you like more? Ariel and Shia invite you to participate in their fun and lively transformational seminars that have allowed people across the globe to have highly satisfying lives without working on themselves or their problems. Join the Canes and their amazing community live and in person in New York, Germany, England, or even Costa Rica. Ready to deepen your experience of instantaneous transformation in your career, family, and relationships? Then take the leap. Register today at transformationmadeeasy.com.
Want success in every part of your life? Then join the club, the Excellence Club, the Canes online community of people bringing excellence to all aspects of their lives. Call and ask questions on being here. Write comments on the Transformational Moments blog and take excellence to a new level in the Premium Excellence Club. Get the newest articles, podcasts, and weekly videos, plus enlightening advice. Join at transformationmadeeasy.com by clicking on the Excellence Club. Transformationmadeeasy.com, the Excellence Club. This moment is precious, and being here for it is an idea worth sharing. So after you're done listening to the show, you can forward it to your friends and join the conversation on Ariel and Shia's Facebook or Twitter page, Transformation Made Easy. You can also connect with like-minded people by visiting a Say Yes to Your Life meetup group near you. Transformation is a communicable ease. The more you share it, the richer it becomes. Find out more at transformationmadeeasy.com.
Live up to your fullest potential. This is the Voice America Empowerment Channel.
You're listening to Being Here with hosts Ariel and Shia Kane. If you would like to participate in today's conversation, please call now. The toll-free number is 1-888-346-9141. That number again is 1-888-346-9141. Now, back to Being Here.
Thank you for listening.
Yes, thank you for listening. Otherwise, we'd be talking to
dead
ourselves.
Or, and our engineer. I mean, we like Matt a lot, but, you know.
Yeah, really.
There is nice having you with us. And we have some special shout-outs to listeners around the world.
So we'll start with Corvallis, Oregon.
Mm-hmm. And Harwell, England. Don't know how close that is to you, Lawrence.
And Toole, Utah.
Dublin, Ireland.
Portage, Indiana.
Dortmund, Germany.
And Ashburn, Virginia.
So wherever you're listening.
If you're not in any of those places, thank you for listening anyway.
You know, if you like to listen, all of our books are on audiobook. You can buy them from Audible. And if you want your podcasts made easy, you can subscribe to this show on your favorite podcast app.
Yeah.
Still with us, Lawrence?
Lawrence?
Did we
Hello.
Lose
him? Yes.
Okay.
No,
there
he's
you
still
are.
With us. He's still with us. Okay.
Hey, we were talking about you over the break, Lawrence.
Okay.
And there's a difference between having toggle brain and toggle action. In my mind, the appropriate way to handle projects
is from beginning to the end.
Yes. And that you have your list and you work your list and you go beginning to end. And that's my logic system. But I've given myself permission, and particularly even more lately, to have toggle action, meaning, like today I had a whole lot of emails to go through, and there came a place where I just wasn't being effective anymore. I was more staring at the screen than being attentive, and I realized that my capacity to operate in that way was done. So I got up and did an activity, other projects that I needed to get done, and I didn't necessarily complete the next project.
But you contributed towards the completion of that project.
So it's, for me, sometimes it's about taking direct action and knowing that I will complete everything in a timely way, rather than thinking about what I have to do and doing nothing.
Right.
Okay. See, when you somehow...
Really,
yeah.
Yeah, your mind has the idea that if you think about it, you've done some work.
Yes.
Thinking about isn't work, it's thinking.
And that is not a Lawrence failing or fault. That is one of the design functions of our minds.
Right.
You know, in fact,
yeah.
Research has shown that when people go to a scary movie, your body experiences it as if you've gone through a scary event. That's part of why different people enjoy that type of entertainment. It gives them a jolt. When you visualize things,
your mind thinks you've accomplished those things. So sometimes you think about these projects you have to do, and it's the natural idea that you've done them, but you haven't. So, yeah.
That's really, really helpful. Thank you. That's great.
You're welcome.
Welcome. I'm so happy we could be helpful.
Yeah, thanks for calling in.
Thanks for taking my call.
You're very, very welcome. Hey, and I don't know if you're available. But we hope to hear your voice on the international call next week, because it'd be lovely to hear you twice in 1 week.
I'm definitely going to be there. Look forward to hearing you too as well.
Awesome. Okay. Very awesome. Let's take our next caller.
Okay.
It's Dave in Winnipeg, Canada. Hey, Dave.
Hey, guys.
How you doing?
I'm doing well, thanks. How are you?
Awesome.
We're good.
Even better now hearing your voice.
Yes.
Thank you.
And it's really good to know that you're doing well.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah, you got people rooting for you, Dave.
Say that again?
You've got people rooting for you.
Oh, thank you. I can feel it.
That's good. You know, for all our listeners, you have people rooting for you. It's only when you're upset that you forget you have a whole world of people rooting for you. But I digress. What can we do for you?
I have a question about actually my more challenging projects, things that I find sort of like I'm not really sure how to approach and do. What I notice happening is that I keep putting them off, or magically other things come in to replace the time I was going to spend on them.
Yes.
That sounds normal.
It really does. That sounds like most people's strategy for life. Avoid anything that's confronting by filling your space with drama.
Mm. Yeah.
You know, if you got drama and emergencies and upset people to deal with, then you really don't have to confront your own creative nature and your ability to produce outstanding results, because you're just too busy handling these little exigencies, emergencies, putting out those fires.
But you know, the other thing for myself, I know we've been talking about projects that we're doing, part of a healthy life. And I'm just going to use business right now as a piece of a life. Part of a healthy business is that you have projects and you have projects upcoming and you have people you deal with that are either clients or employees, or it's populated with activities and people. And I often have an idea of what a better me would be. Like, for instance, today is August 1st. And we each month put out an email newsletter. And by the way, for any of you who would like to get articles and videos from us each month, you should sign up for our email newsletter. They're really quite wonderful. So one of the things that we need to do is, in advance, we need to prepare what we're going to send out. And additionally, we have a subscription online series, which is currently being reworked, but it's now called the Premium Excellence Club. And we do a special article for that. And we had to get it all ready before today, which is the release day. My idea is a better me would already have September's stuff together, that I should be operating 1 month or 2 months in advance. And sometimes that works, but not always. So I can be unkind to myself or torture myself or talk to myself about doing something that I actually have no plan of doing now anyway. Am I making sense to you?
Yeah. Yeah, you are.
Because sometimes you do put things between in avoidance of doing something that you find creative. And sometimes you put things in between because it's really not time to do that yet. that you don't need to do it yet. You don't, in fact, want to do it yet. You just tell yourself you should do it because a better you would do it.
Right.
And I find it, for me, it's just so much more relaxing if I tell myself the truth. Oh, I think I should do that this week, but I have no intention of doing it, so I'm not going to.
Yeah. Some of the deadlines that I set for myself are just pretty arbitrary.
Yeah. They're arbitrary in a way that reinforces the idea that there's something wrong with you, which is what we were talking with Cheryl about.
That you're not enough.
Yes.
That a better you
would meet these deadlines.
That's right, would meet these deadlines.
Yeah.
Isn't that cool? I just love seeing that.
That's really cool.
Yeah, and so much of what we do has been programmed in our being raised into our world, you know, being born, being inculcated into our families, into our going through our school systems, and we learn how we think we ought to be, and then we resist being that way because we don't like being told what to do, and then our life is a mess because we have one set of rules, and then we resist doing those rules, thinking that's independence. When true independence is looking and seeing what you want to do and doing it, rather than giving yourself all the reasons why you should or shouldn't. You know, living your life in a reasonable way is not very satisfying. What's satisfying is looking out, seeing what your truth is, what you want, what you're engaged with, and going for it, rather than giving you all the reasons why you shouldn't do that.
Yeah, that's exactly it. That's amazing. Huh.
It was interesting. A young fellow came up to me on Monday night talking about how he'd love to come to creativity and intuition, but that he is a server at a restaurant and he's not even sure he'll make his rent next month. And I thought, I'll bet you he's not working as many hours as he can. He's not looking to get the best tips that he can get. He's not going about that aspect of his life as if it's full and whole and complete.
I'm certain that that young man wants to be an actor. And so his server job is
servitude.
His servitude, right. His job to make money is his day job. It's his secondary job. His real purpose in life is to become an actor. But in fact, if you don't go about your day job like it's your livelihood, like it's your only job, then even if you become an actor, you're only going to be a mediocre actor because you won't be bringing all of you to whatever you're doing. See, the game in life is to bring you to what you're doing as fully as possible rather than doing it begrudgingly to get through it.
You know, and it's fun that you got to listen to the previous callers and you take somebody like Yen, who is very lovely and successful as a mother and lovely and successful as an educator, and how even there it's a challenge to be fully where you are because we're smart and our minds go off to other.
Not only that, you see, we have been programmed by the culture we grew up in, and everybody we know thinks about and worries about the future rather than invests in being in the current moment of their life. See, and if you invest in being where you are, you create magic.
And everything takes care of itself.
That's right.
Yeah, it does. I can see how I do that when I'm with my kids as well. The same thing that Yen was talking about.
Yeah.
Right. When you're not with them, you think you ought to be. When you're with them, you think about everything else you got to do.
You know, clearly their interests by nature of being children don't generally mirror yours. And it's really about finding how to invest in being with
them. Dave, if you just listen to your kids when they talk, but when I say listen, I mean truly listen. Be there for them to hear and receive what they're saying. that may have a profound effect on their well-being and your well-being.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. You're right.
I'm so glad you called today.
Yeah.
Wow,
yeah.
How cool,
you know,
is that?
You may be in Winnipeg, and we may be in New Jersey, but through the miracle of technology, we can share your moment. And I do appreciate your sharing your moment with us.
Thank you, guys. It's great to talk to you.
It really is.
Great to talk with you, too. Mm. Hey, we're moving to the last minute of our show.
We are. Hey, next week's show, by the way, Dave, is The Roots of Satisfaction,
Part 2.
We did Part 1. Must have done it a long time ago. I know we have an audio that's still available on Amazon from... Well, The Roots of Satisfaction that we did in the 90s, but it is still true, you know, really the roots of satisfaction. So I'm happy we're investing in that yet again.
Yes. So I want to thank you all for listening.
If you want excellence in every aspect of your life, join us for a seminar.
Oh, they are so fun.
Really. And you can find all of that at transformationmadeeasy.com. And if you're enjoying being here, share it. Transformation happens when you share it.
It does. It really does. Thank you for being with us.
We'll be back next week.
Yeah, so come on back and don't miss being here.
We hope you've enjoyed today's episode of Being Here. If you would like to learn more about instantaneous transformation, visit the Canes website at transformationmadeeasy.com. Be sure to tune in next Wednesday for another empowering episode of Being Here.